All right, friends, are we all here to see some story time action? All right, that wasn't quite good enough. I want to hear you tell me again. Are you ready for a story time? All right, much better. Thank you. All right, so we've got Katrina Goldsaito here. She's going to read from her book, and I want to let you all know that afterwards, you can go outside to those main doors to the left is where we'll have a book signing. So if you have any extra questions at the end or if you want to tell her something, you can just go and get in that line so she's got a little bit of time to sit down so that she can sign all those books for you. And to the right as you go out, there's also books for sale. So if you haven't already picked one up, you can go and grab one. So everyone, let's give a round of applause to our lovely author.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know if I need this. I don't need it. I have, wow, that just happens naturally. Hi, everybody. I'm really, really happy to be here with you. I'm so, so glad that you could make it out. And you know, I was thinking about, has anyone been to this library before it looked like this magical place? Does anyone remember this library before? So this is the library that I grew up going to. I grew up in Boston, I live in San Francisco now. And I remember you would come into this space and there was sort of a fairly gross, like gray carpet and some really high metal shelves. And I remember that I would crouch between the metal shelves and just read so many books. And somehow, even though the space was maybe not as inspiring as this space, it was still very, very inspiring because why? Because there were books. Because there were books, and books are really incredible. And when I was really young, all I wanted to do was read. When I was your age, I read and read and read and read and read. I read in bed at night. I read under the dining room table during dinner. I would get in trouble for reading. I read in the shower, which is not a good idea if you have library books because they get damp. But it's possible. You can read in the shower. If you are really, really diligent about it. And this book is really exciting to me because it's my very first book. And I'm just really, really happy to be sharing it with you. And this book takes place in Japan. It takes place in Japan, and it's a story that my dad told me growing up, or it's from a story that he told me. And my dad used to do this thing that I thought we would try to do. He would drag us out of bed at 5 a.m., you know, before sunrise, and he would take us outside, and we would do this thing that I thought all of us could maybe do together. So what you'll need to do is you'll need to get comfortable. You know, if you're sitting in a chair, you probably want your feet to be touching the ground. If you're sitting on the ground, you can maybe cross your legs and just make sure that you have like a little bubble of space around you, that there aren't people running into you, that you can kind of have your own space. And you can rest your hands on your knees so you're super comfy. And on the count of three, what we're going to do is we're going to close our eyes. And everyone can do this, grown-ups, kids. I guess there are no animals in the library. Okay, so we're all just going to close our eyes on the count of three. One, two, three. And sitting outside, my dad would say, okay, listen for the sounds. See what sounds you hear. And I want you to listen really hard. And when you hear a sound that you can name, when you hear a sound you can name, just raise your hand, and if I tap you, I want you to tell me what sound you've heard. And I can hear the sound of people talking. I can hear some rustling. What do you hear?
I hear babies crying.
Babies crying. What other sounds do you hear? Can you raise your hand? Yeah, what do you hear?
Baby.
Another baby crying. There are a lot of babies crying here. What else do you hear? So see, we can hear the babies crying. What else can you hear? Yeah, what can you hear? The air conditioning, yeah. So you start to listen, and there are all of these different sounds that you hear. And this boy in this book really loves sounds. Sounds are one of his favorite things. So we're going to have an opportunity to make some sounds along with the reading. Do you guys think you can do that? Yeah, cool. I want you to think about when you came in today to the Boston Book Festival, and there were all of these cars around, and we were in the middle of a city. What kind of sounds did you hear outside? What kind of sounds do you hear in a city? Cars, yeah, there are cars. What else do you hear in a city?
Wind,
uh-huh. So what we're going to do is we're going to see if we can make some traffic sounds. Do you guys think you can do that? All right, let's try. Let's just, if I go like this, I want you to try to make some traffic sounds, some sounds of the city, okay? Ready, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that's pretty good. So if I go like this, then what do? If I go like this, we can stop, okay? So we'll go like this to start and this to stop. Ready? That was pretty good. Are you guys ready to read this book? Okay, I'm going to need you. There are a lot of sound effects. If you want, you can add to those sound effects as we read. Yeah, ooh, trains. There are trains in the city, too. That's so cool. You have a train book, and you could make sounds of trains in a minute. There are going to be two places where you can make sounds of trains. Okay, so here we go. Little Yosho wiggled with anticipation. 3, 2, 1. He threw open the front door. Yeah, the sounds of the city swirled all around him. Tokyo was like a symphony hall. Amazing. This is probably the noisiest the library is going to get. No, that's not true. This is a noisy, wonderful library. Okay, here we go. So now what I'd love for you to do is to follow me as I read. Ready? We're going to start by going like this. Yosho listened to the sound of his boots squishing and squashing. Can you find a hard surface to go like this? Through the puddles and the tiny raindrops pattering on his umbrella. The sound of his giddy giggles made him giggle more. Listen to that rainstorm. Well done, you all. Okay. Suddenly, Yosho heard the strangest sound, high and then low, squeaky and vibrating. Amazing. It was a koto player carefully tuning her instrument. Then the koto player played. The notes were twangy and twinkling. They tickled Yosho's ears, and I just remembered, I thought I could read, but actually, I can read even better if I'm wearing these glasses. Thank you to the library for letting me use them today. When the song finished, Yosho said, "Sensei, I love sounds, but I've never heard a sound like that." The koto player laughed, and it sounded like the metal bell that swayed in the wind in Mama's garden. "Sensei," Yosho said, "do you have a favorite sound?" "The most beautiful sound," the koto player said, "is the sound of ma, of silence." "Silence?" Yosho asked. But the koto player just smiled a mysterious smile and went back to playing. Yosho bowed to the koto player and ran to school. "Where can I find silence?" Yosho wondered as he listened to the thwack of his boots on the pavement. Oh, a horsey book. We could also have some horse sounds. Why not? He listened for it through the school day, but there was always some kid making noise. Oh, right on cue. At recess, the sun came out, and Yosho went to the quietest place he knew, the bamboo grove at the edge of the playground. But even there, the bamboo made a take, take, take. Can we make that sound together? Take, take, take sound, as the wind banged its stalks together. He closed his eyes and heard the swish, swish, swish of the wind making the leaves talk. It was beautiful, but it wasn't silence. Oh. All right, we have a train coming up on this page. Walking home from school, Yosho listened hard. He could hear the horns of buses. And the whoosh of bullet trains. And the beep, beep, beep of the traffic lights. Yosho knew so many different sounds. Loud and soft, sudden and soothing, but silence. Where was silence? It wasn't in the dining room where there was always the sound of chopsticks and slurping and chewing and swallowing. Silence wasn't in the bath where even his toes made noise and little droplets of water kept dripping off his nose. Drip, drip, drip. That night, Yosho tried to stay up late to catch the silence while his family slept, but his eyes got heavy and then heavier, and soon the sound of a distant radio with a baby crying became part of his dreams. Yeah. The next morning, Yosho woke up to the neighbor's dog barking and barking. And oh no, he had missed the silence. Yosho walked to school early. His sisters whizzed by on their way to the park, screeching Yosho's name. Where was silence? Yosho heard the creak of the school gates as he pulled them open. No one was at school yet. He put on his inside shoes and listened as they shuffled on the shiny floor. And now what I thought we could do is, could we all just do a hum, kind of at the same tone? The classroom felt different without anyone in it. He sat at his desk by the window and pulled out a book. He loved this story, and as he read, he forgot where he was. Suddenly, in the middle of a page, he heard it. No sounds of footsteps, no people chattering, no radios, no bamboo, no kotos being tuned. In that short moment, Yosho couldn't even hear the sound of his own breath. Everything felt still inside him, peaceful like the garden after it snowed, like feather-stuffed futons drying in the sun. Silence had been there all along. It had been there, and you can think back to all of those sounds we made and the pictures we saw, because it had been there between the thump of his boots when he ran, when the wind stopped for just a moment in the bamboo grove, at the end of his family's meal when everyone was happy and full, after the water drained from his bath, before the koto player's music began and hovering in the air right after it ended. It was between and underneath every sound, and it had been there all along. Ma, silence. And that's the end. Thank you, guys. Thank you. You did so, so beautifully. And I have a couple of things. One is that later on, if you come and look at the cover of the book, or if you have a book with you, you can look for me in the crowd. Somewhere in the crowd, the illustrator has added me and added a picture. I can give you a hint. I'm holding my baby in the picture, so you can look for it later. We'll do one last thing, which is remember what we did in the very beginning where we all sat together and we sat comfortably. See if you can get comfortable again. And then on the count of three, we'll close our eyes again. All right? Okay, here we go. One, two, three. And this time, we can listen, and there are so many sounds. We still hear the baby and the air conditioner and people talking and rustling, but what we're going to look for is see if we can hear the space between sounds. See if you can find even just a tiny moment of silence. And you have to listen really hard, and you can raise your hand if you can hear that silence. And even in a really noisy environment, the amazing thing is that you can feel it inside of yourself.